The Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present Arthur Godfrey and his talent scouts.
This is Godfrey. And you're expecting maybe any day. I just got back from my first vacation from radio in 12 years. I didn't really need it. My listeners did. I had 4 wonderful weeks off. And now I'm back on the air completely exhausted. I'll have to work for the next 52 weeks to get into shape again. So this is the Talent Scout Show, in which 5 talented acts found by you, the public, get their big break. You wrote to us about them. We auditioned them, selected them, rehearsed, and got them all ready. And here they are tonight. Which reminds me, if you haven't as yet received an answer to your letters, please be patient. We have a large staff working on nothing else but answering our correspondence. And believe me, she's a very tired girl. Seriously, we have 8 girls at work all day and every day, and we'll catch up to your letter very soon. Let's meet our first talent scout. You see, the talent gets $100, the talent scout gets $25. The first gentleman to get $25 tonight is Mr. Cowley Modi. Is that correct, sir?
That's right, sir.
That's a very unusual name. May I ask where you're from?
I come from Bombay, India.
Well, you sure came a long way to make yourself $25. Why are you here, Mr. Modi?
I came here 20 months ago to study at New York University.
I see. A college education is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Too bad that so few college graduates get one. What are you majoring in?
In business administration. I just finished my courses, and in the fall of this year, I'm going to Harvard.
You have the right accent for it. Whom are you scouting tonight, Mr. Modi?
A young lady named Chris Adams. A very attractive young lady.
He's here 20 months and he's found something already. I've been looking for 20 years for this. How did you meet her?
Well, her father and mine are business associates. Uh-huh. My father wrote to her father that I was coming over here, and an appointment was arranged between Chris and me.
Very convenient.
Rather.
So?
After we met, I heard her sing, and I thought she was entitled to the chance you offer on this program.
Where had she sung before, please, sir?
Her first job was with Richard Hindberg's orchestra when she was 16. After that, she went with Dean Hudson's band. Not till a month ago, she was singing with Ray McKinley. This is her first try on her own.
Well, let her have a go at it, shall we?
Right, old boy.
Oh, pip, old chap, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the singing cutie of the lad from Bombay, Miss Chris Adams.
It's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How can anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night. And it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose. A good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning sun, rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing, and you stop it right away. 'Cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away those pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning sun, rise and shine today. You know you've got to get going if you're gonna make a showing, and you stop right away. 'Cause it's a good day for paying your Isn't it a good day? You're in your ill, so take a deep breath and throw away the pill, cause it's a good day. Yes, it's a good day. It's a good day for morning till night.
That was Miss Chris Adams, our first contestant tonight. We can call them contestants. She gets $100 for what she just did, and her talent scout gets $25, unless she happens to win, and then he gets $100. That's pretty complicated, though. I'll explain it later. Let's meet our next talent scout, shall we? Her name is Mrs. Ann Kwan. Good evening, Miss Kwan. You housewife, or you get paid for working?
Well, I have a position with the New York Office of the Veterans Administration Bureau.
Doing what?
I'm secretary to the chief of psychiatry.
Oh, psychiatry. It's a wonderful science, psychiatry. Psychiatrists know everything about people they talk to. One psychiatrist meets another, and he says, "Hello, Doc, you're all right. How am I?" It must be interesting work, Mrs. Kwan, eh?
It's very interesting. You ought to come down and see us sometime.
They never let me out. Tell me about the talent you scouted up for us, will you?
All right. His name is Bob Wyatt, and in 1944, I was working at the Army camp in Indiantown Gap, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
One of the GIs used to put on shows every so often, playing the organ for the different acts.
Please go right on.
He studied classical music for years before going to Northwestern University, and it was from Northwestern that he went into the Army.
Uh-huh.
While in service, he started playing modern music, and he's been playing it professionally ever since.
Whereabouts?
Well, he's working in Jackson Heights, Long Island, in a place called the Dinner Bell. But he's here to play the electric organ for us right now.
He must be tired carrying that thing around with him, huh? Let's let him set it down and go to work. Ladies and gentlemen, some very fancy fingerwork on the Hammond organ by the ex-GI Bob Wyatt.
Thank you.
Wyatt. Bob Wyatt. Now, remember, this hand, this applause that you're doing doesn't count yet in the voting. A little later, when we bring them back for a reprise, is when your applause will count. That Hammond organ, it's a wonderful, wonderful invention. In case you want to make a buck with it in the street, there's room for the monkey to lie down on. Let's meet our next talent scout, Mr. Jack Berkowitz. Hello there, Mr. B. What kind of work do you do?
I'm in the clothing business.
Mm-hmm. What kind of clothing business, Mr. B?
We sell ladies and gents clothes on the installment plan.
Uh-huh. I see. First suit of clothes I bought soon I got in radio was on that plan. The gals I see these warm days look like they wear clothes on the installment plan, you know? Let me ask you something. Suppose you sell clothing to some young lady and she doesn't pay for it. What happens?
We take it back.
You take the clothes back?
Yes, sir.
You don't need a boy to work for you. Never mind, Mr. B. We'll discuss that later. Right now, let's talk about the talents you brought us. First, how did you discover it?
About 6 months ago, my wife and I were having dinner at a place called the Fulton Royal.
Uh-huh.
That's a Chinese restaurant in Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
And we were eating kreplach.
You said kreplach? This is a Chinese dish?
Sure. They call it wonton, but I ate it. And I know it's kreplach.
All right. I'm convinced. Let's get to the talent now. What's his name?
Well, his name is Pat Foy.
Pat Foy? You found him at a Chinese restaurant? On the menu? Is that where it was? Huh? Or what was he doing?
Well, he was singing there while we were eating.
Oh.
I found out he had sung in a lot of nightclubs.
Well, let's have him sing for us, shall we? Thanks ever so much, Mr. Berkowitz. Let's bring out your singing discovery, who is Mr. Pat Foy.
A small cafe mantel, a rendezvous mantel, the violins were warm and sweet, and so were you, mantel, and as the night transpired, a kiss became a sigh. Your lovely eyes seem to sparkle just like wine does. No heart ever yearns the way that mine does for you. And yet I know too well, someday you'll say goodbye. Then violins will sigh, and so will I, mamsell. And yet I know too well, someday you'll say goodbye. Then violins will cry, and so will I, Mansell.
That lad was named Pat Foy. He got himself $100 for singing for us. His Talent Scout 25. Every act gets $100, and the Talent Scout 25, except that one which wins, I told you. Then the Scout gets $100, and the winner gets plenty, about which I'll tell you a little later. Let's say hello to our next Scout, Mr. Harry Elvin. Hello there, Harry. How are you?
Good evening.
Nice voice you have here. Maybe we ought to change seats, huh? What do you do for a living, Harry?
Well, I'm with Saks Fifth Avenue.
Oh, Oh, wait till they hear about you being on the West Side. They'll make you turn in your carnation. What do you do with sex?
I'm an assistant buyer in the fabric salon.
Fabric salon? You're with sex, all right. You open a dry goods store, you move it to Fifth Avenue, right away it's a fabric salon.
Some people call it a saloon.
Not for dry goods. Tell me about the talents you brought us, Harry.
Well, in the first place, I have a friend.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's your friend's name?
His name is Robert Len, and he arranges music.
Yes?
One day I went to visit him, and I found him rehearsing an act called the Skyriders. It's a very unusual quartet composed of four kids named Laurie Easton, Janie Martin, Chris Layton, and Bob Power.
Tell me about it.
Well, they met when the four of them tried to get jobs in the chorus of a musical comedy called Sweet By and By, and all were turned down because they were too short.
It's a situation in which I find myself very often. But you mean they were too small?
Not big enough.
Thank you. You're welcome. Anyhow, the four kids... Oh, that's your line.
Yes, that's my line. anyhow, the four kids were pretty unhappy, and they got to talking and found out that all of them had done a little singing in one place or another, so they decided to become an act.
That's very cute. What happened then?
My friend, the arranger, is engaged to one of the girls, so naturally she brought the other three to him, and that's where I heard them.
How long ago was that?
About 7 months ago. Since that time, they have appeared in Chicago with Ted Lewis and only came back to New York recently.
We're glad they came this way, Harry. Thanks ever so much for bringing them to us. Now a little Archie Blyer introduction to bring them on. Ladies and gentlemen, the Skyriders.
There's no business like show business. You smile when you are alone. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. Then you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room, they find a star. Let's go on with the show.
The costumes, the scenery, the makeup, the props, the audience that looks you when you're down.
The headaches, the heartaches, the backaches, the flops, the sheriff who escorts you out of town.
They have to work so hard to earn their dough, like actors who work on the radio.
Originally scheduled to be canceled at this time will now be heard. We bring you instead.
I'm looking at the world through rose-colored contact lenses. Everything is rosy to me.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You too can see life through a pink haze with rose-colored contact lenses. And now we bring you the latest thrilling episode of John's Rosy Wife. We take you to the living room of John Smith's apartment. We find John talking to Mary. And Mary, by some strange quirk of circumstance, is talking to John. Here they are.
John, there's something I must tell you.
What is it, Mary? But wait. I have no right to ask you.
I must tell you, but don't ask me.
But how can I tell you if you don't ask me?
But I'm not telling you to ask me.
But I must know, and how can I tell you if you don't ask me?
Are you asking me, John?
Are you telling me, Mary?
John, I'm going to tell you what you won't ask me.
But wait, what are we thinking of?
They must be crazy. Have you forgotten that?
Oh, well, it certainly looks as if.
And what will happen when? And who took the umbrella? Was it Clarence Simpson? Was it Merton Schmerton? Or was it even Stephen? And now we bring you that lovely Hollywood starlet, Miss Petite Fleurs.
Hello, darlings. I'm so happy to be here tonight with all you lucky people, and I just want to say thank you to Rose Color Contact Lenses for signing me on my wife's side. I was working as a boilermaker in Asia Club. One day, I saw an ad in paper for Rose Color Contact Lenses, and I said to myself, you don't have to wear glasses. Hey, you can wear Rose Color Contact Lenses.
I repeat.
Rose Color Contact Lenses.
And Rose Color Contact Lenses, spelt backwards, is...
That's how the cat marks are like And I hope people will all come to see me in my latest opus, The Best Years of Our Eyes. And always remember, ladies and gentlemen,
there's no business like show business. You smile when you are low. Yesterday they told you you would not go far. Then you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they climb the star. Let's go.
The Skyriders, four of the cutest kids you ever saw. One of those girls had her hair drawn up tight from her forehead, you know. She must have come over here in a helicopter and stood up too soon. That was helicopter, if you'll pardon the expression. But now here's our next talent scout, Mr. Jess Mitchell. Hello, dear. How are you this evening, sir?
Good evening. And you don't know how good it is to hear you call me mister.
I don't understand.
Well, I've been in the Merchant Marine for 5 years, and I only got out last Thursday. See what I mean?
I sure do. 5 long years. Now, what are you doing now, mister?
Resting. I expect to go to San Francisco next week, though.
What for?
I have an apartment in San Francisco I want to get rid of.
There goes our California audience. Is Frisco your home, sir?
No, I hail from a town called Murfreesboro, Illinois.
Murfreesboro? The Murphys got tired of Brooklyn, got a borough of their own. What about the talent you brought us, Mr. Mitchell?
It's a boy named Robert Fields, whom I heard sing in the Merchant Seamen's Canteen some time ago.
Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, he comes from Massachusetts originally, and he took a pre-med course at Tufts College.
Uh-huh.
But while at school, he formed his own orchestra, and he gave up his medicine for singing.
People have been saying I ought to take medicine for my singing. Has your friend sung anywhere professionally?
Yes. He's been in the new opera production of The Merry Widow and played the title role in Robin Hood. And last season, he appeared on Broadway in the musical comedy Day Before Spring.
That sounds like a lad we'd like to listen to. Let's bring him on right out here now. Ladies and gentlemen, the talent discovery of our ex-merchant mariner, Mr. Robert Field.
Non so più qual che dico e qual che faccio, eppure tua forza ti fa, se tu fosse Roma, tu sei pagliaccio. Vasti la giuba e la faccia in farina, la gente paga e ride o vola, e si alchina di Hey!
is Robert Field. Now it's grand finale time. The time when the studio audience, by its applause, selects the winner on this show. Now your applause is going to count, so I hope you folks have selected the one you like. I'll trot him out here again to do a little reprise for you to remind you. No whistling now, please. Let's do it right. Our first artist was the lady who sang It's a Good Day, Chris Adams.
Oh, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day.
Thank you. I have that. The very original, talented organ man, Bob Wyatt. Here's the young lad who sang Mamzelle, Pat Foy.
A small cafe, Mamzelle, a rendezvous, Mamzelle, the bar.
Thank you. The cute quartet, the Sky Riders.
There's no business like show business
to
smile when you are alone.
Yesterday. The operatic tenor, Robert Field.
Ratita, mentre prattano io, non so.
You've heard them all. You've selected your winner. Your reaction indicator shows the winner tonight is the Sky Riders. You boys and girls feel pretty good, huh? Congratulations to you. Coming up on my morning show, we haven't got much time to tell you all we're going to do for you. But we want you to do a week with us on the morning show at 11 o'clock. Will you start there?
We sure will.
All right, be there tomorrow, and we'll see you then, be the good Lord willing. It's a long way to the top, kids, but you're on your way.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.